May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always in abundance. Amen. Fear. Fear has been around for a long time and found in countless places in ages past. Over the past year, just think about it. Fear has directed most of our life, hasn't it? We're fearful of violence and our personal safety. We're fearful of climate change and how it'll affect our earth and, more importantly, our well-being. We're afraid of terrorism and fearful of the threats of missiles and wars. We're afraid of our economy, our jobs, our livelihood. We're afraid of many things we can't see, the viruses and illnesses that come with them. We're afraid of so many things, yet have so few answers. To be fair, science does not have all the answers we need to eliminate our worries. Government isn't the answer to quelling our fears either. Knowledge, power, money can't answer our deepest fears and worries. There's only one complete and perfect answer to our worries and concerns, and that answer is Jesus Christ. And that is the answer we wish to explore today as we consider the power, might, and love of Jesus for all, the love that quiets our storms, and the power that calms our hearts. Through the use of parables and simple picture language, Jesus had spent the day on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Teachers and presenters are well aware of the fact that teaching and public presentation, such as preaching or lecturing, can be exhausting. It's not that it's so physical, such as running a race or doing a difficult or hard manual labor, but the adrenaline coursing through the body. The requirements to remain sharp and alert are mentally and physically fatiguing. In many ways, naps are not an option, but essential. Jesus had put in just such a day. The crowd seemed relentless, and Jesus, in his compassion and love for them, met their needs and questions all day long, until finally he told his disciples they needed to get away from the crowds and get to the other side of the lake. The other side of the Sea of Galilee was the Gadarene area, a wilderness area inhabited more by pagans than by Jews. While on the way, Jesus settled at the back of the boat and fell asleep. You know, in the 1980s, a boat was discovered buried in the mud of the Sea of Galilee, which they believed to be from the time of Jesus. With Jesus and his disciples, the boat would have been full. But not worry. A number of the disciples were experienced in boats, and they were also other boats that were accompanying them. But then came the unexpected. A violent storm arose in the sea, causing huge waves to crash over the sides of the boat, and it appeared that no amount of bailing was going to keep the boat afloat. Remember, there was no Doppler radar at this time. Doesn't seem to be any comments made about storm potential. But the Sea of Galilee, it's over 500 feet or more below the level of the Mediterranean Sea. And breezes and winds coming through the valleys to the west can sweep across the Sea of Galilee, then reflect back off the mountains and actually invert. It's a small sea, a small lake, you might say, but it's very deep. And because of that, when this wind circulates back off the mountains, the waves would easily be able to swamp and capsize a boat, much less one that may have been carrying a few too many passengers. The wind was howling, and the waves rocking the little boat. And Jesus was sleeping. Think about that for a moment. How could anyone be sleeping through all this? I'm susceptible to motion sickness. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be sleeping. Someone who was truly human and truly exhausted could sleep. And someone also who was truly confident and at peace with the power and protection of his Heavenly Father. That would be Jesus. That was not the disciples. Oh, no, they were afraid. Their fear of drowning dictated their thoughts and words and actions. They didn't care if Jesus was exhausted. They didn't care that Jesus was asleep. Fear ruled them. They woke Jesus up. And from the reading from Mark here, the writing actually chides Jesus for sleeping. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" How dare they judge Jesus that way? How dare they challenge his love for them? What did they want him to do? Paddle? Bail? Pray? How dare they? How dare you? Yes, how dare we challenge the love of our Savior when storms come our way? Sure, we want smooth sailing. We want things to go the way we've planned them. But they don't always, do they? How many plans, both big and small, special and life events, were changed or canceled over this last year? How many storms have entered our lives, and all we can do is worry and fear the worst? Think about it. Be honest. Things haven't gone the way we want them. Things have happened to us or to loved ones that we neither appreciate nor want. And while we may not say it, we think, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown? God, don't you care? Where are you? Are you sleeping?" Yes, we do. We want to blame God for all the wrongs that come our way. We don't want to listen to him or follow. We would rather cry out in fear and point to God as if he has failed. Where's your faith? Where is your trust in Jesus Christ? Did the disciples show faith? Of course not. They had Jesus in the boat with them. What was there to fear for them? What is there to fear for us? For you see, Jesus is still in the boat. He's still in our boat as well. Go ahead and try to quell your own fears. See how that'll work. Actually, don't. Don't try to handle life yourself. Jesus is in the boat. For we note that in fear, they woke Jesus, and that when then we are told, he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. Amazing. Simply amazing. Jesus spoke to the wind and to the waves just as one would speak to an unruly child. Throughout history, leaders and monarchs had tried to rule the seas, but the wind and the waves recognized only the voice of their Creator. They had no choice but to stop. The term for be still is to put a muzzle on. You see, that shows who's in control and who is not. What were the disciples afraid of? Jesus was in the boat and still is there for us. Let us repent of our attitudes that so closely resemble those of the disciples. Let us repent of the answers which we come up with to solve our issues, problems, and fears when we should be asking Jesus. The fears and problems of this last year are more than have caused too many to think only of themselves and come up with solutions they hope will solve their problems. Did any of the fears of the disciples help to keep their boat afloat? Absolutely not. But did you ever think that a storm like that, what the disciples endured, had something to teach them? Oh yeah, there we go. And even more after the miracle was performed. Because after he had calmed the wind and the waves, Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Jesus did not rebuke them for waking him up or discipline them for their fear or worry, but he asked them a very pertinent question. "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Note that carefully. He didn't say, "Why were you so afraid?" but "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Even after the storm, they lacked in faith. They had seen the evidence of Jesus' power. They had ridden the storm which he had brought to an end. They had heard his teachings. They had witnessed his healings. Come on already. It's about time to believe and trust in him. For the Psalms tell us and point out to the fact that the one who is in charge of all creation hears, and creation hears and obeys the Lord Almighty. The wind and the waves, they obeyed Jesus. The formula is easy to follow. If only God can order creation, and Jesus ordered creation, then Jesus must be God. And it was and is. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, it means we should reconsider all that we worry about and fret about. It means we too can put full confidence in the one who's in the boat with us. We never need to ask, do you care? We know he cares. The cross is proof of that. The cross is evidence that God cares for you. Evidence that those things which frighten and scare us, even death itself, are powerless against the one who can muzzle the storm. In 1855, a man by the name of Joseph Scriven composed a poem for his mother who was facing a crisis. Joseph himself had endured much in his own life. 10 years earlier, on the day before his wedding, his fiancée died in a drowning accident. He left his mother then in Dublin, Ireland, and immigrated to America, eventually settling in Canada. He fell in love again, but his new fiancée contracted tuberculosis and died in 1860 before their wedding could take place. The poem that he wrote to his mother is one that I'm sure many, if not most of us, already know. For as Joseph Scriven said about the writing of the poem, "The Lord and I did it between us." And from the man who had to endure so many storms in his life, the words flowed. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. There is power, might, and love of Jesus for all. The love that quiets our storms, the power that calms our hearts. Trust in that love. Live with the confidence in his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy, his power. Dear Christian friends, it's time to put your fear away. For Jesus is in the boat. Always has been. Always will be. Count on it. Trust in it. Put away fear and doubt. And believe in Jesus. He's in the boat. Amen. And now may the peace that comes to us through our faith in Jesus Christ ever keep your hearts and minds in that true faith till we stand with him in glory everlasting. Amen.